This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Simon Beals, your host for this episode. We have a great show for you today. Jean Desjardins, the COO of Orthoped, is with us to discuss what's going on with Orthoped these days. If you have not met Jean, he has been with Orthoped since 2013 and was instrumental in the transition of Orthoped into the Cascade family. Thank you for coming on and joining us, Jean.
Well, thank you, Simon. It's a privilege to be on the show.
So let's jump right into it. A lot of our customers kind of across the country probably have not had the opportunity to meet with you. So this is a kind of a great kind of general introduction. So why don't we kind of start maybe a little bit with your background and where you were before you ended up kind of with Orthoped?
Yeah, so I don't come from the industry. So by trade, I'm a CPA and chartered business valuator. But most of my career, actually, I've worked with entrepreneurs and I did some venture capital work before. And so effectively working with the people that were building, you know, building a company, building a department, building a project. And they had vision, they had a lot of, you know, a lot of energy in doing such. And that's really what drives me, right? Working and working with people that are building their companies. Let's look at the private sector and even in the public sector, right? We have a lot of brilliant people, brilliant customers. They're basically bringing their department to the next level, and their needs are so great in the industry right now. It's something that I find extremely rewarding, and definitely being at Orthoped, given the products that we distribute, gives you that, obviously, that human angle to the job that you don't get in many fields out there. So it's double rewarding in that sense.
It's interesting because we've worked together now for a number of years, and I only wish that I had a dollar for each time that you've said you're a numbers guy.
Yeah, so definitely it's my background, right? And the numbers do speak to me. So
absolutely.
I definitely don't want to deny that. But in the end, right? In the end, when you kind of look at it and what you've been doing, Simon, and your colleagues, right? Clinical sales and field sales and the rest of the organization here is really being the trusted business partner, right? Of our customers. That's where it really starts, right? You need to listen to them, understand their business, understand their challenges. And there are a lot of challenges out there, reimbursements, namely being one of the bigger challenges out there, right? And after earning their trust, be able to give them solutions, right? To offer our customers solutions. And so they could grow their business and grow their business profitably. And basically, if they're operating according to budget, they could actually, meet and exceed those financial targets. And I find that very rewarding, and definitely in exchanging with yourself and your peers here at Orthoped, I know that it's something that definitely drives you very much. And really, it's about technical representation also, right? Anybody could come out with a spec sheet, right? You definitely don't get a medal for that, differentiate yourself. But if you're able to understand the patient profile that our customers have and basically offer the clinicians incremental revenues that they could generate according to their patient profile, or different avenues of products, different product lines where they could actually be more successful financially, it definitely will drive the relationship and basically get you to earn their trust. And that makes a big difference, because when you look at it, it's what's critical to me and the organization, right? And you also, Simon, it's the whole Canadian P&O ecosystem, right? So Orthoped is a big part of that ecosystem and something that we take very seriously. Here in Canada, we need to be able to have the expertise, the knowledge, and the know-how by Canadians to basically dispense the required care to the amputee population and also the population in need of orthotic care. And if you look at the trends that we're seeing of late, I mean, the amputee population, obviously their needs are just growing. And also orthotics, you know, given COVID, given the pandemic, people have been active differently. Let's put it that way. And different strains on the body, right? And sometimes they were doing a different exercise that could have been harsher on the body. And given the body, everything is muscle related and something that you could speak to, I'm sure, very much in detail, right? Given your background, Simon, you know, there's some stress on the body, some wear, some effectively strains and all that. And, you know, they go to our customers in need of a solution.
Absolutely. And I think one of the elements that, you know, is a challenge for us as an organization is the fact that the reimbursement systems and the challenges to our customers and to our listeners vary by province. You know, some are common across the nation, but each province is very different in terms of their reimbursement structures, and that's a challenge for us to stay on top of.
Yeah, and it's dealing in Canada is like dealing in almost like 10 different countries. If you look at Europe, they have 16 different countries, truly 16 different countries and effectively reimbursement systems. Here it's 10, although some regions or some provinces are fairly alike. But that's also the value that we bring is we understand what's being dispensed elsewhere, and we know that sometimes some products or some lines or types of products are not being dispensed in certain provinces, given the lack of reimbursement, right? But sometimes, you know, by working with our customers, and as we dig a little deeper into it, there are some ways to sometimes get the stars to align that it actually meets the reimbursement requirements of the paying agency.
What type of a conversation was it when we first started working with Cascade? Because the U.S. is so different in terms of their reimbursement than Canada is. What were some of those discussions like at that corporate management level, describing kind of the reality of Canadian practitioners versus how it appears in the U.S. or how it operates in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in the U.S., everything is ELCO-driven, and it's definitely a concept that is not a part of Canada. But if you look at, definitely when you look at Cascade and you look at the executives there and obviously our CEO, right, Jeff Collins, he always saw Canada as understood that Canada was a different place, right, to do business. And in doing so, really understood that the business had to be done according to the different reimbursement systems, right? So you can't just put a round peg in a square hole. It won't work. And with that, it was always a very seamless discussion, right?
And I think they were receptive mm-hmm. early on to the idea as well of us doing business locally, kind of, and by locally, it's, you know, province by province, but the importance of Orthoped and managing each of our customers in each of the provinces as kind of a local representation of that individual and that organization.
Well, that's key to their success also, right? Local representation, advocacy, right? Where basically the people that are in the territory, they advocate, they understand, advocate for their customers, they understand what's going on, and they convey that. They convey that to us. And it's for us to adjust the way that we do business so it meets their objectives. So that recipe definitely perfectly aligned, right? And it's also a very entrepreneurial setting. Right, very agile organization. Because when you look at distribution, what's critical is to be able to grow through operational excellence. Right, when you think about it, you know, we distribute products from over 150 suppliers, carry about more than 150,000 SKUs. When you look at, you know, if you look at a prosthetic, you have left, right, you have sizes, you could have colors, so on and so forth. So it gets for a very complex organization. But we've developed a system to be able to handle those types of challenges. And also, you know, we've integrated into ordering platforms. If you think of, obviously, we have our transactional website, but we also integrated into OP, Simply P&O. We have JHX, we have Intertrade. So all those different platforms are ways for a customer customers to streamline their business with us, and basically having the ability to also take advantage of our free shipping program, right? So every order of $500 or more ships ground for free, and consolidating orders makes a big difference. You know, if you're on the other side of the equation of getting most of your products to one supplier, and something that we definitely encourage our customers to take advantage of in these challenging times, right, Simon? You know, we had COVID, obviously, we didn't talk about that yet. We have shipping challenges, you know, yeah. Who would have thought that Canada wouldn't, yeah.
No, but just before we get into kind of some of the challenges we've faced, I'm interested in kind of your perspective on the advantages and the opportunities that Orthoped has been able to realize as a result of joining with Cascade as our parent company. Can you speak to that in terms of what you've seen with our integration with Cascade, in terms of what we've been able to bring additionally to our Canadian customers?
Yeah, and it's a good point. I think first off, the culture of both companies were very similar, right? So that was definitely an easy transition. So we had to transition, you know, technically into their systems. And then we did that actually quite quickly in the second quarter transition into their technology system. And some we kept our business analysis reporting system. But over and above that, if you look at Cascade, there's a breadth, right? There was a breadth of suppliers. And there's a breadth of inventory, and there's also a breadth of knowledge and resources. So it's really a combination of people, combination of technology, different platforms, and also brought their know-how and the breadth also of products. So it's a lot easier to have in stock products, because some of our products actually ship, we draw them from the U.S. warehouse, right? So it's much easier to keep in stock products when you could draw from a much bigger inventory. And that's really the challenges that we see definitely in prosthetics with all the different SKUs and the different model sizes and all that. And if you look at people in procurement, they look on a regular basis, what should be in stock, what should not be in stock. And they go on how many hits. So how many products of that SKU has moved, so on and so forth. So it's really quite a complex operation, but it's very streamlined in the way it's done. And I was very excited when actually Cascade looked at Orthoped, because I thought that the fit was perfect fit, really. It was a perfect marriage.
And for some of our listeners that are kind of a little bit less familiar with Cascade as a company, would you like to kind of take a look at some of their kind of them as a company in terms of their distribution and their sites of distribution? And there's been some really exciting cutting edge changes and initiations of programs and so forth that have that we've just started to learn about from Cascade.
Yeah, definitely. And when you look at also, you know, the breadth with the suppliers, I mean, we're able to drive some lower costs given the relationship that we have now with Cascade. And we've translated those prices to our customers. So we could draw more and deeper into the relationship, which is a win-win, you know, definitely for Canada, for sure.
And Cascade has still 4 distribution centers?
Yeah, correct. And we actually draw our inventory from Chicago. So that inventory actually goes on less than truckload every day. So it departs LTL, and then it gets inducted into the Pure Lister system the next day. And then it gets distributed throughout Canada through the local network. So all the packages that you've been receiving, they either come from our DC here in Canada or DC DC for distribution center in the U.S. And if you look at in the industry, that and if you look at that and our ability to ship air from the U.S. also, given the relationship we have with Cascade, with a Byron company, positions us in a unique way within Canada with regards to that. And something that we're very proud of, actually.
And I watched, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, we got sent a YouTube clip. And I'm not sure which of the distribution centers was being highlighted, if it was in Chico or if that actually was Bedford with our new robot system.
Yeah, the automation has started in Chico, and effectively to increase productivity. And that's really when I talked about operational excellence. right? And having basically automation. So we have our people doing the value add work, right? So it's definitely also for our people. It's definitely a win-win combination also.
And in the US, the distribution centers, there's also a new box packing system for actually kind of transporting of the orders once they're picked.
Yeah, that's correct. We call it pack size. So effectively, when you ship a product, the cost of shipping is actually the highest of the actual weight or the dimensional weight. So if there's a little bit of air in the box, so it's not packed tightly, it costs more. And so it's all a question of variable cost, fixed cost. Although when you put a border in between that, that kind of equation gets skewed pretty heavily. But that being said, depending on what the customers order, the machine determines what's the ideal box size, and then people pack the products into the box and there is really no error. And that really streamlines the cost of shipping. If you look in Montreal, our DC here, we actually ship mostly the materials, right? The materials, well, the way it's packed, you have to roll them and all that. Sometimes, obviously, for more the EVA type of product, you can't do that for plastic. So we don't use pack size machine here because of all the materials, it would be too difficult to develop algorithms to size a perfect box. But so over here, what they do is they cut the boxes to the best dimension. And that's what we ship. Those are most products that we ship out of Montreal, DC.
Right. So we've been talking about kind of shipping and packing and cross-border and so forth. Let's have a little discussion about some of the challenges that all of our customers are facing. Well, the entire planet is facing, but more specifically, how it's kind of impacting our community as a result of COVID. Now, everybody's noticed the shifts and changes, but maybe we should kind of talk about that a little bit from kind of that corporate perspective, what we're seeing.
Yeah, and COVID, definitely, it's a big challenge, right? If you look at, you know, if your business is down, you know, 10, 15, 20%, it was probably a big chunk of the profit, right, of the facilities. And also for the public institution, it's a big difference in the budget, right? And that draws a lot of headaches. And also the way that we do business with our customers, obviously we have field sales. So field sales when you can't go in the field is an additional challenge. So of course we did the remote portion of the business, but we're off almost just a quarter, right? So we stopped going into the field in month of April 2020, then we resume sometime in July, I think mid to later July, going into the field. Although there are some places that we still, mostly there are COVID hotspots that we cannot get into unless there's a patient fitting and all that.
Correct.
It's really to reach out to our customers. And we know that our customers, they like to have a physical in-person demonstration product. They like to touch a product. They like to feel it. They like to challenge a product, right, with their hands. And it's something that is very hard to do remote. We also had a lot of mandatory continuing education credits that we used to offer our customers. Of course, that is more difficult to do a gathering at facilities because over and above, we obviously, everybody here and our customers, we respect the sanitary measures and the allowance of how many people you could have in a room, in a facility, around the table, so on and so forth.
And what type of challenges are we seeing from kind of within the supply chain? So kind of more on that corporate level from our suppliers that are both with us and with Cascade, and how that's impacting getting product to our customers.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you look at the supply chain is very challenged. If you look at products coming from Asia, you know, there was used to be cost of shipping used to be a reasonable percentage. Now we're seeing in some instances, shipping could be 30, 40% of the cost of the good coming in. And that has skyrocketed versus before. And having availability on a ship to put your product is definitely a challenge. You have semiconductor shortage. It's affecting our industry, you know, with regards to products that have microprocessors. You know, it's not only affecting the automobile industry. You go in the automobile industry and lots are just, they're just bare. There are no cars there. Are you trying to rent a car when you're traveling? And I mean, you know, Simon, you have to rent a U-Haul.
I rented a U-Haul. I was the proud driver of a U-Haul around Charlottetown for 2 days because the closest car was south of Halifax.
Yeah, so that's definitely a challenge. And also some of our suppliers were sole sourcing parts. Right. And given COVID, some of those companies went bankrupt. So now they were faced with not having the parts to be able to build their products and having to spec out other suppliers. And that takes a while, right? You have to put all the products through your quality testing, stress tests, so on and so forth. And a number of suppliers have been out of their products, and some products were brand name products, right? Very well known. And definitely that's an additional challenge. So our role also when, and that's important, right? When our customers want to order a product and we don't have it, our role is also to offer our customers a substitute, right? An option. I mean, the decision is going to be with them in the end. But definitely our role is to tell them that it's not coming in. And if it's not coming in, what kind of options they have, and having that information circulate. And we're definitely working very hard with that. And the fact that you could consolidate orders with us through Artiped and take advantage of our shipping program, I think is a way also to help our customers. And the fact that we draw from inventory in the U.S. means that we have broader inventory and less subject to shortages and back orders.
Absolutely. And raw materials coming in as well has been kind of a complicating factor as well for our manufacturers.
Yeah, definitely. And the price of raw materials, I mean, it has just been crazy. And some of our raw material that was dedicated to our industry, the P&O industry, was diverted to other industries because it was more profitable. So we've been working very hard on that. And the way that I think our customers should probably look at it is they should look at their needs for the next, you know, is it the next 1, 2, 3, 4 quarters? And then could do a blanket purchase order with us. And with that, we could lock in the price with our supplier and guarantee effectively to our customers the price that product will be coming at, because we know that the prices have been evolving extremely quickly. Over and above that, we're also looking at implementing volume discount. So if you buy a certain quantity, you pay X. If you buy a bigger quantity, you pay less than X. And if you buy an even bigger quantity, you pay even less than X. So really translating that into savings for a customer based on volume purchases.
So I don't want to kind of have a doom and gloom kind of message from our podcast today. So I'd like to really kind of end on something that's a more positive note. Technology, because I know that's a huge point of interest for you and, you know, corporately as well. Can you talk to our listeners about kind of some of our kind of new technologies and kind of the import that we put on technology and bringing technology to our customers?
Yeah, if you look, if you start with OP, right, we'll be fully integrated with OP. And I know that we have a number of customers on OP, and that's going to provide definitely more insight and tracking of their orders, something that they'll appreciate very much. We're going to roll out a 3D custom ordering platform. So on certain products that are 3D, some you already order through the platform, and that's going to be basically a seamless transaction that's going to benefit our customers. We're working on revamping our website, right? So basically having our customers being able to go to a website in their account on their own time and to understand what's happening with their order, what's the status of their orders. And we're always looking at new products and new technologies coming out. And we're also drawing on the skill set and the knowledge of the parent company of Cascade, right? To also look at what's happening in the US, because oftentimes it's going to come to Canada. And effectively being able to offer that to Canadians sooner or later. And with that relationship with Cascade, it's something that we could do a lot better than we're able to do before. And that definitely plays into the whole Canadian ecosystem and the importance of the Canadian P&O ecosystem and Artiped's role in supporting it.
Jean, thank you so much. I think it's probably a great place for us to break. I could talk to you for a lot longer, but I'd like to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your perspective and your expertise with our listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. it's been a pleasure. And, you know, the message to our customers is if you have challenges with your business, if you're looking for incremental revenues, please call us, you know, please call on our people. I mean, in the end, there's nothing more rewarding than for us to help you in your business. That's what it's all about, right? It's about you. It's about your business. It's about us making sure that we understand what you need and getting you there as much as we can. So
Well said. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Jean. Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Thank you to our listeners as well for tuning into this episode of Positive Outcomes. Of course, if you have a show or a topic for future episodes that you'd like to hear and you'd like us to investigate, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@orthoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Orthoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederic Sauvé, and hosted by myself, Simon Beals, and Jeff Newell. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.